Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Oh, the magic and glory of Greeny on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. But as you well know by now, these are not the sultry sensual tones of one Mike Greenberg. No, no, they are not. I'm Jason Benton, hanging out with Randy Scott. For the next 2 hours, I think we just blow this whole thing up and make it a Raiders show. We didn't tell anybody that.
No.
We're the two resident Raiders fans in ESPN Radio.
Wild card.
So I feel like Raiders playoff chances. 888, say ESPN.
We'll just play that like flat life support like EKG thing from the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Raiders playoff chances.
Are you still going to watch? Like, we've got actual sports to get to in New York. Don't worry. We're gonna do some Jets here in a second. Christmas Eve, the Raiders play the Steelers. You watching that?
I'm gonna watch. I hate the Steelers.
Right, me too.
From just childhood and life and everything. The Franco Harris story is the timing is so cruel though.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'll watch it out of appreciation, you know, respect for a rivalry of two franchises that, you know, have seen better days.
Yeah, and there is no doubt about that. Greeny is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Commercial Insurance can protect your small business with over 30 coverage options, an easy-to-use mobile app, personalized discounts, and more. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Discounts and coverage selection not available in all states and situations. It is a big Thursday night football matchup tonight, and I don't say that every week. If you've listened to me across the landscape, usually at night I spend my Thursday nights laughing with everybody and saying, I'm sorry that you have a trash product you have to watch tonight. But tonight, a lot of playoff implications as the Jacksonville Jaguars, who now should be the front runner to win the AFC South, head to New York where they will take on what looks like, obviously, Zach Wilson and the Jets as they are trying to cling to their playoff life. And while I'm saying that to you, Randy, I'm looking at the Weather Channel behind you with all of the heavy snow and gusts may knock out power. And I'm looking at all of the blue and green headed in to New York. And I don't mean jersey colors. I mean precipitation. This thing could be ugly, and I don't just mean the product on the field tonight.
No, there's a lot of teal moving into the area. And unfortunately for Jaguars fans, we have a sample size for their quarterback. Trevor Lawrence has been playing inspired football over the last 4 to 6 weeks. It's been a lot better. He's sort of, you know, shown why people were so high on him as the number one pick in that draft. But go back to week 4. Okay, go back to week 4 in Philadelphia, where the rain was a fraction of what we're going to see tonight. It wasn't that bad, and he still had trouble holding on. He put the ball on the ground 4 times, and he threw a pick, and the Jaguars got absolutely boat raced. And back in week 4 in October, a lot warmer than it's going to be tonight, and the Jags were red hot out of the gates. Remember, they were a feel-good story to start the season, and now tonight, again, playing better football, and look, Mother Nature has other ideas tonight. It's going to be ugly tonight.
It's funny to me because 'tis the season for Christmas movies, right? And most Christmas movies have some great conflict, and then as you get to the end of the conflict, everybody comes together. Yes, I'm wearing a lime green Grinch hoodie for those of you watching in the ESPN.
Right,
I'm,
but you got to see, like, you got to show, like, oh, yeah. The monitor's
gonna stand up
blocking it for a second. It is a full-on Grinch. Like, this is tremendous. I'm narrating it on radio.
Yeah, thank
there.
You
that
so
is,
much.
That's the Benedict Cumberbatch. That's the Benedict Cumberbatch Grinch.
The best of the Grinches, by the way. I'm not a Jim Carrey Grinch guy. It's okay. But the Benedict Cumberbatch one, oh, that is a deep.
I can do a Grinch face.
Can you?
Yeah,
I can do a Grinch. I'll narrate it.
Where's the...
Your camera's over there.
Camera 4?
Camera 4. This is riveting radio. Oh, that is actually very creepy.
Pretty good. Yeah, it's a Grinch face. I can do that. Yeah. Cam, no, just, I don't. What's that? No, I don't want dates. No, I'm good.
A suggestion.
Good.
I don't know, Nuno. If
good
maybe
by myself.
For hour number two, we could get a makeup crew. The makeup crew from ESPN could come over, put a little fur on whatever the hell is happening next to me, and make it because it is. Nuno, is this the best beginning of a Greeny sub host you've ever had?
We're never invited
it's,
back.
It's top two. It's
okay.
Not one.
Dang, Nuno. He had that in the chamber. All right. Fine.
Oh,
fine.
Man.
You know what? Top two. You know what? That's a nice dovetail to the Jets, right? Top two in New York and they're not one.
Oh.
Yeah. That's the Jets.
Yeah.
That works.
Look, and this is what gets wild about, like, I think the Grinch is ready to steal the Jets' playoff chances by the time the year is over. But this game becomes really interesting to me, Randy, because in all seriousness, you've got a team clinging to for the Jags. They need this win for the playoffs. You got Zach Wilson trying to show the world that he's a different version of Zach Wilson, and we're going to try and figure that out in the middle of just god-awful weather. Now, I think god-awful weather plays to the strength of this Jets team, which is the defense. And for any of you degenerates out there, on Thursday nights, always hammer the under. Like every Thursday,
it's a low number tonight, man.
But I don't care if the number is 4. I'm hammering the under on Thursday night football. Like nobody scores on Thursday night football. It's all about like, can you just survive it? So I think tonight's number is what, 34.5? Last time I looked, something like that.
It was. I saw 37.
Oh, if 37. It's, okay.
34 would. I mean, that's Iowa football.
Yeah, that maybe that's what I'm thinking of, actually. 37, but still, like, when you start talking about the strength of the strength of the Jets is their ability to shut anybody down defensively. So I like the Jets in this matchup if Zach Wilson cannot screw it up in the weather.
Okay, your stance on Jason Fitz, but like one stance. Zach Wilson tonight, like this is truly an impressionist painting tonight. You're going to see what you want to see. You're going to come out of it with the excuse that you want. You're either going to say, look at how well he did in adverse conditions against a defense that turned Dak Prescott over a handful of times last week, or you're going to have an excuse and say, hey, how can we accurately judge him considering he was... What are we naming this winter? It's like Winter Storm Elliot. Elise or something.
It like, didn't have a scary name. Like, you know, Winter Storms need scarier names. They all need to start with Z.
It's Winter Storm Zane.
Winter Storm Zanzibar.
And that's what you're going to get tonight, unfortunately. Tonight's not a referendum on Zach Wilson. Short week, bad weather. You're going to come out of it with the excuse. Do the Jets want to, after this game, do they want to move forward with the number 2 overall pick? Or is tonight all they need to see to go back to Mike White? Let's be 100% honest here. Mike White would be starting tonight if he was healthy enough. But his ribs are Swiss cheese compared. You know, I mean, Matt Milano destroyed him in that game. You and I would still be on a couch somewhere. And the fact that Mike White's on the sideline pressing to play, trying to get out there, it speaks volumes. This team loves Mike White. The players love Mike White. Mike White can't go. So Zach Wilson is truly the backup option in every sense of the word.
Yeah, there's no doubt I go full Peter Griffin if I stub my toe. I'm just laying on the ground for an hour. He's Randy Scott. I'm Jason Fitz. We're in on Greeny on ESPN Radio. Watch ESPN, the ESPN app, and your smart speakers. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. And, you know, you said something a minute ago that this is just a deep philosophical moment. I'm going to put my feet up. I'm going to be Santa Claus for a second.
Do it.
If I could have one Christmas wish from the sports world, it would be that instead of yelling, every single person in every single discussion, shut up and listen for 1 second. Because what you just mentioned about impressionist paintings and Zach Wilson is the problem with everybody on every conversation. We are both Raiders fans. We started by joking about that. If you try and have an actual, like, I'm not going to give you opinion, I'm just going to give you thoughts on Derek Carr, you can't do it. Because the fan base has either decided he's absolutely indefensible and hot garbage, or you can't trash him because it's everything else and he deserves to be lifted up. There's no middle ground. We live in a no longer middle ground society, like where everybody has to be right or wrong about every single take. I think the middle ground on most of these players is it's a body of work and it just takes time. Like, we have decided Zach Wilson sucks. Now, I didn't like Zach Wilson as a draft pick 2nd overall. I didn't believe Zach Wilson was a great pick for the Jets. I don't believe he's going to be a great quarterback. That doesn't mean I'm not rooting for him to prove me wrong. So, like, I'm going to sit back, and if Zach Wilson has some great games, I'm going to stand up as I always do and say, oh, my bad. I was wrong about this player. I was wrong about this team. Like, there is a moment here where if we walked into every single game with a, I wonder what we'll see tonight from Zach Wilson, and we'll let it be good or bad, and then add it to what we've already seen in a calculated way, you realize how much different fan conversations would be if we did that?
I mean, it would apply to so many different areas of life. I mean, the desire to be right trumps the desire to be smart. You know what I mean? Like, the desire to have confirmation of preconceived opinion. And I'm as guilty of this. I am guilty of this. I will not hear any conversations about anybody being a better athlete all time than Bo Jackson. I won't. And then somebody will come to you and say, you know, what about Deion Sanders? Like, okay, but Deion Sanders didn't tackle anybody. Like, you know, you have, shout out Coach Prime, but like, you have these like preconceived notions. I'm as guilty of it as anybody. But you're right. People search for confirmation. They don't search for information. And that's how we consume football. It's how we consume other aspects of life that, quite frankly, we don't need to get into. So, like, I think for tonight, as it pertains to the Jets, and, you know, talk about the impressionist painting thing, the whole good from far, far from good, as most impressionist art is, that's Zach Wilson. You throw no defense out there at pro day, he can roll out to his right, throw across his body 60 yards, drop it in a bucket. You put him out there for a throw on 3rd and 7 in the flat, and he'll skip it. Mike White's not doing that.
I think
Joe Flacco's not doing that.
Oh, Joe Flacco's elite. I mean, no, but you make a good point. And part of this comes down to the ability to come in and say, okay, right now, who's playing better? And we love this concept of, if I found my quarterback, everything's going to come up roses. It's going to be great. I don't think it's ever that simple. In my mind, there is some element of this that all is, it's constantly evolving. And I love what you said about confirmation. There's a podcast I listen to all the time called The Prosecutors. And it's two prosecutors that go through famous true crime cases.
Yeah.
But instead of giving you any sort of information on what they think, they give you information on what's standard, what's normal, what this evidence means, what this usually means in a trial, how this works, how that works. And the number of times they come in and they're like, hey, we're going to follow the evidence. We're not going to follow the confirmation bias on whether you think this person is innocent or guilty.
Yeah.
It is very difficult to do. But if you tell me Bo Jackson's the greatest athlete of all time, and instead of me coming back and saying, you have lost your mind, if I actually came in and said, why? And then after I hear your argument, I'm like, hey, let me counter that. I'm thinking, what about this? We could have a real, honest, open conversation and maybe both walk away smarter. I wish somebody would do that tonight about Zach Wilson. Unfortunately, when he looks like garbage and the Jets get beat, that's not what anybody's going to do.
Right. That's what the tape's going to show us tonight. It is.
You're listening to Greeny on ESPN Radio. It's Randy Scott. I'm Jason Fitz. Don't forget ZipRecruiter can fill any job you're hiring for this holiday season. 4 out of 5 ZipRecruiter employees get a quality candidate within the first day. Try it free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. That's ZipRecruiter.com/GREENY. All right, the 2023 quarterback landscape is going to be wildly impacted in the NFL by specifically what happens in the next 3 weeks. It could change the way everybody approaches the draft. We'll tell you how next. Greeny on ESPN Radio. Randy Scott, Jason Fitz, in for the man.
Greeny, the podcast.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Hot take. The Jim Carrey Grinch. I'm wearing a Grinch hoodie, Grinch shoes. I'm Grinched out. I'm a Grinch fanatic. The Jim Carrey Grinch is the worst of the Grinches. The animated original one you and I grew up with, because we're old, that's number 2 on the list. The Benedict Cumberbatch one from 2018-19, that is number 1 on the list. It's the best of the Grinches.
Yeah, but these are like donuts, though. Like, none of them are bad.
Well,
none of them are bad.
The Grinch ones, okay.
They're like dogs. There's no such thing as a bad dog. No
I didn't
such
need
thing
an
as a
hour
donut.
Backstory on the Grinch. I don't really care.
I'm sorry, character development?
I don't
heard of it?
I don't need that. Shannon, producer from the morning show, he had a good Grinch. Grinch. And that's also the Benedict Cumberbatch Grinch on his. You know the difference. I've done some hunting to try and find me more Benedict Cumberbatch Grinch animation. He's great. And
never
the dog,
met a camera he didn't like.
Let me tell you, that's the best Max of all the Maxes.
That's true. The Max was a little lacking.
And the reindeer, like the
what is what what sort of what sort of swipe right, swipe left situation we got going on?
I mean, Shannon's out here.
No, don't reward him.
I mean,
I don't remember there being a peacock in the Grinch movies. He's in there just.
He's in there showing. I mean, he is. If you're listening on radio, and we hope that you are right now,
that's
Shannon is,
the eyes
is
and the ears.
Fully modeling at this point. Like, he's gone straight sultry. There is no two ways about it. And the whole room is uncomfortable. And then he just walked out.
He came in,
he modeled the sweater, and then he walked out. The Benedict Cumberbatch one, I think, is hysterical, and the animation on it is great. And also, they managed to extend it into a full movie without, you know, turning it into a whole backstory of demonic Grinch. I didn't need all
right,
that.
All right.
Like, you know me, I'm a big horror movie fanatic. I didn't need, when Rob Zombie decided to remake Halloween, which I was all in for, I didn't really need the origin story of why Michael Myers was bad. It was creepier to me when I didn't know why he was bad. I just had to deal with it.
I thought you were going to say you just didn't need Rob Zombie, and I'm with you. I think I'm with you on that.
I'm not going to say anything mean about Rob Zombie.
Rob Zombie. 888-say-ESPN,
888-729-3776. I'd love to tell you we're going to get on the rails, but can't promise anything. Eddie, chiming in on the show. Eddie, thanks for calling, man. What you got?
Hey, look, this isn't a sports call. I hear y'all talking about the Grinch, and I hear all the Christmas music, and I just want to let y'all in on a little secret. Go ahead and search for Mr. Grinch, the song, a remake by a band called Small Town Titans. You can thank me later.
Ooh, Small Town Titans. Eddie, I'm writing it down right now as we speak. It's being written down. I am going to check that out because I'm telling you, everything Grinch I consume. Brian, we're just getting Christmas calls. Let's go. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Hit us with the Christmas hot takes. This is your chance to get it off your chest. Brian, what you got? Thanks for hanging out on Greeny.
All right, most underrated Christmas movie ever is Trapped in Paradise. American Treasure, Nicolas Cage.
Yes.
John Lovitz, Dana Carvey.
It's a great cast, and people forget about that one. It is a great Trapped in Paradise. I don't know about it being a purely Christmas movie, but it takes place around.
Trapped in Paradise?
Oh, my God. It has more of a case for being a Christmas movie than Die Hard does.
Well, Die Hard, there's one simple reason Die Hard isn't a Christmas movie. And look, I know.
Came out in July?
Yeah, that's it.
Came out in July?
Nobody releases a Christmas movie in July.
Yes.
Like, that's just the end of the day.
Facts.
That ends the argument. Like, nobody's like, hey, guys, let's get ahead of this a little bit and just put it out in July so it's still sustaining at Christmas time. Stupid. All right. Trapped in Paradise, 1994.
Trapped in Paradise, pretty good. I'm going to throw another one out there. Are we doing this? Are we doing holiday movies?
Well,
no, we have another.
We could, but let's just.
We got real things to do.
Just do that.
I'm going to float a little nugget. Just a little, just the Family Man. No, Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage, the Family Man. I think it was like the year 2000. I'm almost positive. Taya Leone, Nicolas Cage. It's Don Cheadle, who played Ari in Entourage. Jeremy Piven. It's a great movie.
I'm sorry, I'm still laughing at telling you to float your nuggets. According to Adam Schefter, we now know Eagles QB1 versus the Cowboys would be the Mustache Man. Gardner Minshew, the Mustache Man, down on Drury Lane, will be starting at quarterback.
Yep.
And this only builds the MVP legend. This is the craziest thing about this. Like, there is so much hype for Gardner Minshew. Like, when Cooper Rush came in, everybody's like, oh, you know, it's Cooper Rush going to be fail. So when he succeeds, everybody's like, oh. In this situation, if the Eagles go out and fail, it only strengthens Jalen Hurts' case for MVP. If they go out and they succeed wildly, nobody's going to look at it and say, well, you don't need Jalen Hurts. People are going to look at it instead, to the point confirmation bias. People are looking for a reason to love Gardner Minshew. If he goes out and lights it up, everybody's going to be like, it's just an indication of the greatness of Gardner, the Mustache Man.
I think you're talking me into the idea that Jalen Hurts could win or lose the MVP on his off week. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's not going to play this week, and we're going to get, not you and I, but people who come into it looking for confirmation are going to say, see, I told you, and then blank. So if you're pro Hurts and they struggle against the Cowboys, which I think they're going to do, they're going to say, see, this is how important Hurts is. Or if Gardner goes in there and pulls a Cooper Rush and wins, they're going to say, see, I told you, it's the system, not the quarterback.
With any other quarterback, I would believe that. The reason that I would, like, look, I'm cheap. So, like, when I say...
Those shoes would beg to differ, look,
I'm wearing furry Grinch shoes. I'm going to take them off. Just show the camera.
Don't take them off. Just lift your leg up. Please don't take them off.
I'm taking them off. But I'm wearing these furry Grinch shoes. Fun story. I had to call my buddy, Mike Golick Jr., and ask him how StockX works. And he's like, oh, what are you buying off StockX? Which is what, like,
shoe heads
use. Yeah, and I sent him a picture of it, and he's like, I hate
They're
you
called
so
sneakerheads.
We'll get back to my take on the mustache man in a second, but we have actual analysis to get from you. ESPN NFL analyst Rob Ninkovich joins us. Nink, always appreciate your time. So Gardner Minshew is going to start for the Eagles. I'm making the case that people love Gardner Minshew so much as a character that even if he goes in and crushes it, it's not a negative to the conversation around Jalen Hurts. Agree or disagree?
I just love the Canadian tuxedo. So I'm just a huge fan of all denim, top, you know, head to toe denim. I like it. And then if he does win, I'm sure there'll be a celebration with his old man in the parking lot, like he did the last time he had a great game. So, I agree. I like him. I think that it doesn't have any effect if he goes out there and does a great job. There's not going to be any talks on, oh, see, it's the team, not Hurts. I don't think that's the case at all. They do have a great offensive line. They have a good football team surrounding the quarterback. So I think Minshew is going to do really well.
So speaking of Minshew, I want to throw out this slate of backup quarterbacks who are going to get starts this week. And go back to your playing days and give me the quarterback, Rob, that you would be most excited to go against. All right, Trace McSorley for the Cardinals, Baker Mayfield for the Rams, Gardner Minshew for the Eagles, the third string option for the Baltimore Ravens if Huntley can't go, or let's say the rookie. Let's go. We'll go Zach Wilson tonight. Of that slate,
don't even need to give me a list. I would just say Baker Mayfield. There are certain guys you just wish that you could get back out there, put suited up, and just try and get after the quarterback. Nothing against him. I just, I've seen enough Hulu to realize I just love to sack that guy.
Oh, my God. This is amazing. Talking to Rob Ninkovich. Nink, when you look at Zach Wilson overall, I'm going to make you the head coach of the Jets for a minute. Are you still in on giving Zach Wilson more time?
I am. He's still a very young player. He's your first-round draft pick, so you don't want to miss out, so to speak, on some equity there. I really feel that the Jets are in a tough situation considering Mike White's going to be a free agent. You don't know where he's going to be. You don't want to overpay Mike White. There's a very small sample size. So I do believe that he'll be there and, give him another offseason. Hopefully he matures. And, football is really simple. You don't have to be a rah-rah guy. You don't have to be one of those guys in the locker room that has to make a speech every single week. You just have to go produce. So if he can go produce and kind of get it, so to speak, this guy gets it. Hopefully another year under his belt can mature him a little bit and he'll go out there and earn some respect of his teammates.
It's fascinating to watch guys who do get that rookie run, get that burn like Malik Willis, and just don't have the learning curve with regard to the locker room. Malik Willis seems like a leader of these Titans in the limited sample size that we've seen him so far, Rob. So now he gets the Texans. It helps, right, that you get a 1-12 team, to go ahead and make another start. But your season's on the line here, and Caesars has Jacksonville right now as the favorite to win the division. If you're Malik Willis, if you're on that Titans roster and that defense has been doing what it's been doing, what can you do to help the rookie here with your season and your playoff hopes on the line?
I'd say defense. They have to be better. You got to let the quarterback start comfortably. And when I say comfortably, come up with a script of 10 plays, 10 to 15 plays that you ask the quarterback, the player, what do you like here? What makes you feel good? Because the quarterback position, it's all about confidence. So if you start slow and you're running things that you're not really feeling great about, you're going to be hesitant. You're not going to be as fast. So if you can start fast and have confidence in the 10 to 15 plays in the script, I think that that's a good way to start.
Nink, I'm going to make you the owner of the Titans real quick here. If they implode, they miss the playoffs this year, and you're the owner of the Titans, you already fired John Robinson, the GM, would Mike Vrabel be on the hot seat?
They just paid him. I can't believe. I mean, they just paid the GM and the head coach this offseason. So, if you're going to guarantee, I'm sure it was more as far as contracts that, contracts money per year than his first contract. So if you guaranteed him $40 to $50 million, the owners want a return on their investment as well. So I don't see that happening.
All right, Nink, before we get you out of here, got to have a little fun. It's almost Christmas. What's the best Christmas present Ninkovich ever got? What was the best thing under the tree in your life?
Best Christmas present? Man, that one's tough. Red rifle BB gun? No, I'm kidding.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
I think it'd have to be when I was, man, you know what? This is like one of the hardest questions ever. And that, does that make me spoiled because I can't think of a gift?
It's okay, Nick. You know, you can hit us back later.
I'm trying to think of a gift on Christmas that like just blown me away.
Probably like a Super Nintendo, probably like a video game.
You know what? My mom, you know, would always be very gracious and buy me things that maybe I would open them and not be very excited about, clothing, that is. So I'd like to say I'm sorry and thank you, Mother, for all the thoughtful gifts over the years. But just the style wasn't me. So sorry, Mom.
Nick, you're the best, dude. Right. Have a happy holidays to you and yours. We appreciate you hanging out with us as always. Rob Ninkovich, ESPN NFL analyst. Happy holidays, my friend.
Thank you, guys. See you later.
You got a quick answer to that? Is there something that pops out in your mind?
Best gift
you ever got?
Best gift. I remember getting a boombox. That was my first CD player.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like
good.
Right on the top.
Yeah.
So what was the CD? Thank you so much for asking. Billy Joel, River of Dreams.
Wow.
Do you remember that?
There's
nothing that?
More like on brand than your first CD was Billy.
It wasn't my first CD. My first CD was Dookie. By Green Day. It had Basket Case on there. I almost said Basket Case, but that was the first CD. What was yours?
My first record, because I'm old enough that I started with records, was Bon Jovi New Jersey, which was also my first concert. And my first CD was the Blaze of Glory soundtrack, which...
Blaze of Glory.
That was the John Bon Jovi did the soundtrack to the movie Blaze of Glory.
How's it go?
I'm not saying it for you. the pipes aren't there. But I will say this: like that was a gift. And the thing is, I liked Richie Sambora more than John Bon Jovi. I didn't want John Bon Jovi's solo album. I wanted nothing to do with that.
Okay. I'm trying to think of like a toy gift though. Like I remember. Ooh man, video games were so. You know, Nintendo. I got a Nintendo for Christmas
nice
when I was like. Man's over here talking about a record player. And Sambora, you know, you can't hide money. How about Ninkovich being like, there's just so many gifts, I can't think of one. And then he's talking about husky jeans that he got from his aunt or whatever. He's like, I hate it. That was always it. The clothes from the Navy base, from the PX, from the Navy exchange, they were always like Bargle Boy jeans. You know what it was like? It was, you know, like... knockoff brands.
I know knockoff brands.
You know what
for
I'm
sure.
talking about.
You guys can chime in on that best Christmas gift you ever got. Come on, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Mostly because I want Nuno to have to screen a bunch of calls where people tell him about Christmas gifts. This just feels like a delightful way to do things. Don't forget, if you're dealing with a dead battery, head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like battery testing and free battery charging. Their free battery testing can help you know if you need a new battery or not. Or if you're in need of a fresh charge. And if you do happen to need a replacement battery, they can help with that too. They got reliable replacement batteries starting at just $79.99. And they're the only place you can find proven, tough, Duralast batteries. So next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. Nuno's already getting calls. Look at this. I asked for best. By the way, there was one year that I begged for G.I. Joe stuff, and like,
oh yeah,
I didn't. We didn't have a lot as a kid, so that was a big thing. And my mom did not want to get me G.I. Joe stuff, and she was like, "I'm telling you, by the time you hit your birthday, you'll put it all away. You won't like any of it. It's not
yeah."
I got some G.I. Joe stuff, and man, if she wasn't right, like 3 months later, it was all in a box, and I didn't play with it.
My mom was so anti, which is funny because she married a Navy guy, but was so anti-guns and shoot 'em up and all that stuff. So I got that Nintendo. I'm not trying to brag again, but I got that Nintendo. Never, we could not have Duck Hunt in the house.
Oh, wow.
Would not allow that Nintendo gun.
So have I ever told you my animosity towards the Nintendo story?
No.
When I was a kid, you know, practicing 8 hours a day, going to public school, doing the whole violin thing, going to Juilliard at the same time. So,
yeah.
Like, very busy kid.
Sure.
I went to my parents, and I was like, I want a Nintendo. And my mom was like, cool, get a damn job. And I'm like, you know, in sixth grade, so I got a paper route. So I got a paper out.
Paper out.
At the time, we had moved, like, 6th, 7th grade, we moved to Maine. So I had a paper out in Maine, right?
Okay.
So I'm in, like, Scarborough and Portland, Maine, got a paper out. Snow, right? My dad's rule was if he had to get up to help me, then he got half the take for the week. So if he had to get up and drive me around, half the take for the week if he drove me around once, because it was my paper out.
Yeah.
So I saved money for a year. I finally get the money. I get myself a regular Nintendo, right? This is pre-internet, so I buy the Nintendo. A week later, Super Nintendo comes out.
Oh.
A week after, I spent a year saving for a Nintendo. I had no idea. I got Blades of Steel.
Yes,
I got Double
Blades
Dribble,
of Steel.
And I got Tecmo Bowl when I got my Nintendo. And a week later, I was outdated.
My heart hurts for you, man. Hurts for you. I never got a Super Nintendo. We had Sega Genesis eventually when my little brother got old enough, but that was it.
Now, well, you guys have...
That was a peak.
You've loaded the phone lines are loaded.
Yes!
And Nuno's so angry. This is the perfect Christmas! 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. What's the best Christmas present you ever got?
Greeny, the podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and... the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Best Christmas present you ever got, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Kevin in Florida. Kevin, thanks, call. Nuno's giving up on the show. Nuno at this point is like, you jerks, go do what you want. Kevin, what you got, man? Thanks for calling, Greeny.
Hey, morning, gentlemen. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you too, man. Thanks for calling us.
All right. I'm a diehard Notre Dame fan, happened since the days of Eric Parsegian. And I don't know where my wife found this, but last Christmas, she gave me an authentic autographed Daniel Rudiger jersey.
Whoa! Rudy? Like,
yes,
holy cow. Where'd she find that?
All I can think of is Amazon, because she does a lot of shopping on Amazon.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't know where she found it, but it's the green jersey with the gold trim and gold numbers.
That's incredible.
By him with a certificate of authenticity.
We should have picked up that line last, man. Everybody else is playing for second right now.
Kevin, that's a great call, dude. And happy holidays. That's fire. Also, she picks the perfect gift, which means anytime that she's mad at you for the rest of your life, she can just turn around and be like, look what I got you. You know, you got to up your gift game in reciprocating that,
that's
too.
That's a good point.
You're never gonna. It's like, well, honey, I got you a necklace from Claire's. There we go. AJ in Ohio. AJ, what you got?
From Claire's.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey,
what's up, AJ?
Not a whole lot. Hey, so my favorite gift I got when I was 7 years old, and I still use it to this day. So longevity-wise, I got to say it's a great gift. But it was a huge Bengals fan, and I got an Anthony Munoz jersey, 78. But the funny thing is, you know, they didn't have Amazon back in the day, and my parents couldn't find a kid-sized jersey. So it was an adult-sized jersey that I used to sleep in, and I still wear it to this day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's okay. That's pretty fire.
That's really cool, dude.
AJ, thanks for the call. Devin is working the board. Devin seems to not like Devin. Devin's shaking his head, saying you can't use a jersey. Devin, I think you can use a jersey.
Yeah.
Right?
What's the problem with you wear a jersey?
Oh my God.
What is the question? Is the question involve the word use?
Yeah, I think that's you still use it to this day. You still wear it to this day.
Oh, is that semantics clause in
semantics.
There?
I'm really mad about it. Yeah.
Is that old Saint semantics in there?
Devin can't even spell semantics. What are we doing? Okay, let's go to Fred Claus in Indiana. Fred, thanks for calling the show, man. What you got? Thanks for hanging out with us.
How y'all doing this morning? And happy holiday.
Happy holidays,
Fred.
Hey, man, I'm 62 years old, so I didn't come up in the digital age. The best present I got back in the day was an electric football set. You know, man, it was. Older guy in our neighborhood, man, he formed a league to keep the kids out of trouble. We had an electric football set league, man. I mean, you could paint these players, man, your team colors, yeah. Man, put any kind of name on the back of them you want. It was an electric football set. Played with it for years. When the electricity wouldn't work in it, I would tap on top of the board, man, to make the man move.
Yeah. Have you seen one of these, Fitz?
Oh, my God, I love them. Yeah. Fred, thanks for the call. That's amazing.
That's a throwback. They had one of these at the community center in the town that I grew up, one of the towns that I grew up in, and it was you really could paint. God, until Fred said that, you could paint each one of these, and someone had done a really good job. So D.C. area, so it was then the franchise name that we don't use anymore. But it was Riggins, Doug Williams, God, Art Monk, Gary Clark, Dexter Manley, Charles Mann, Joe Jacoby, like an all-time team. It was the first sort of like fantasy football kind of that you could do back then.
And it's wild because I remember growing up around those and seeing the Raiders, obviously,
yeah.
With my fandom. And because that was a little older than I was, the closest thing I had was like I used to like get the starting lineup guys and try and build my own starting lineup guys and like play with those as a little kid. But man, this is awesome. I love the nostalgia. We're going to keep the calls coming. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That is unless the guys behind the glass murder us in between the segments here because they don't seem as happy. Because there's not as much Christmas cheer for them as there is for us. In the meantime, while we're spreading Christmas cheer, should Mike Vrabel be on the hot seat? We'll figure it out next. Greeny on ESPN Radio. Randy Scott, Jason Fitz.
Thanks for listening to Greeny, the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcasts.